60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, it's Friday. And that's the time when we go around the room before the shock caller question of the day and see if anybody on the show feels good about anything. Feel good Friday.
Yay!
Text in 78592. What are you feeling good about today? But Digital Jake, yes, what do you feel good about?
Hey, it's Digital Jake. I feel good today on this Friday because I've gone 22 consecutive years without being stung by a bee.
What? You've never been stung by a bee?
I have been stung by a bee. Once when I was 5 years old, I was stung in the ear canal.
Yeah. Wow, random.
The nurse said there was a one in bazillion chance that
bazillion?
It's not very funny. It was very horrible.
Don't laugh at my pain. Well, good. Congratulations on not being stung by a bee for a very long time.
Thank you, Jim. We're feeling good about it.
It's a good season for you right now.
Technical Director Barbecue Chris, what do you feel good about?
As you guys know, I'm going to Iceland in a couple weeks for vacation. And the people that own my Airbnb, they live in the capital, Reykjavik, and I fly in on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
They invited me to their house for Christmas, since I'm not going to have anybody to be
with. What an awkward Christmas for them to have you there.
So I'm really excited about that.
That is true.
You should not say a word and just stare at them.
If you're a photographer, don't bring your camera. Yeah. They're going to be like, what?
I've seen that movie. You're going to end up with antlers on your head.
Yep. Brooke, what do you feel good about?
I feel good that my kids aren't very materialistic. It's really awesome.
Really?
I asked my daughter what she wanted from her mom and dad for Christmas. I'm like, you want a Barbie? She's like, no. I'm like, you want Legos? She's like, no. And then like a light bulb went off. It came to her. She's like, oh, I want my own stapler. She's five.
What?
And I'm like, you want your own stapler? She's like, yes.
That's
oh my gosh, yes. And I'm like, I think we can handle that.
She probably wants the fancy stapler, though. She doesn't want the cheap kind. So.
What's the difference? A stapler is a stapler.
Don't tell her.
Get her
that.
A staple a gun.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's a fun toy for a child.
So, I have a five-year-old that's getting a stapler.
Jose, what do you feel good about?
I feel good because I got my Christmas shopping done so early, and I couldn't wait that I gave all of you your gifts this morning.
You did. Yep.
Gift cards for everyone.
I love the wrapping.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't even wrap them, but I feel good. It feels good to give people gifts, getting Christmas out of the way early. So Merry Christmas.
All right, Jeff, what do you feel good about?
I feel good because I made love last night.
Whoa. What?
And I give myself a 9 out of 10.
Right.
I actually got complimented by it, so.
Was it your first time?
No, I really worked my way up, and I'm very proud.
Compliment in the mirror, like, you did a really good job.
No,
that was quick, bro. Yeah. That was really fast.
I got a real compliment from another person
on my first
Wow. Yes.
Good job. I didn't understand that.
No, it was great. I'm really happy.
You're a little
I'm smiling super
light in the feet today, kind of bouncing around, smiling.
Wow.
Yeah. Yay. Okay, good job. What do you feel good about? Stop talking about me.
I feel good because I've been doing acupuncture. I started trying that. I don't really know if it's working yet to help me with anything.
Okay.
But at least I get like an hour nap in the middle of the day. And it's kind of nice.
So
I've been napping on a table with needles poked into me. And I feel good about napping at least.
Okay.
Text in 78592. What do you feel good about? All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey is in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last, and I got Jose. Jose's grabbing the shock caller. While he puts that on, Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
A new study found that guests do judge us when they visit our homes during the holidays. And this survey found the top 10 things inside our house that they'll critique us on. Some of the answers that were near the top of that list included having outdated technology, the size and the type of the Christmas tree you have, and the smell inside of your home, especially if you have pets. So for your question, you have to name any two out of the top three things that your family and your guests are going to judge inside your home during the holidays.
Oh, man, and my place is just... doesn't need to be the holidays to judge me.
These empty pizza boxes are holiday empty.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is a good point. What about just like a dirty kitchen?
That's what the first thing I thought of was like a bunch of dishes in the sink.
Right. I mean, it could be anything.
Because even last time when my dad visited, the first thing he did was like, "Do you want me to do your dishes for you?" Because
well, let's just assume that you've gotten your place ready.
Okay,
that you haven't like
time.
Yeah.
How about this? When I visit my parents at Christmas, do I judge them?
What
on?
Do you judge their
That's
house?
That's better.
So you've actually put some effort into the house before people come over.
True.
Okay, what about just the type of food you serve? Like if you're giving people Cheese Whiz and a package of saltines for, you know, their cheese platter, you'll probably be judged.
That's true. The hors d'oeuvres are off.
What about temperature? In family settings, whenever I enter a home, I like to change the temperature either up or down just to establish dominance over other family members.
My temperature is the only one that matters in this house.
Dominance!
My dad would murder all of you. What else? But same thing. I would judge their kitchen, even though I should never.
What about, like, I mean, things that like a old couch, like your furniture, like you're judged on like outdated furniture, you know?
Yeah. Like, I like that. That goes for everyone, including me. Holes in my couch. Okay. So what do I have to do? One or two?
You have to name any two out of the top three things that you're going to get judged on.
I'm going to say furniture, outdated. I really like messy kitchen. Can I just say
messy? He said that.
You can say messy kitchen.
Oh, Christmas lights. They're Christmas lights gamer week. Okay. Bad Christmas lights and outdated furniture.
Okay, a new survey found the top 10 things house guests will notice and judge you on during the holiday season. You had to name any two out of the top three things on the list, and you're guessing bad Christmas decorations and outdated furniture.
Yes.
Let's see if you're right. The number one thing that people judge your home on during the holidays is if they think your Christmas decorations are ugly or tacky.
Okay, that counts.
That counts.
Yeah.
Number two thing that they judge is the temperature inside your home.
Oh, wow.
Too hot or too cold.
It's all about dominance, baby.
Oh,
and the third thing that you'll get judged on when family comes to visit during the holidays is the quality of the food and snacks that you serve to them. Brooke knows what she's talking about.
Got it wrong.
That's why she doesn't serve crackers and Cheese Whiz anymore.
Or I do.
And somebody wanted to hear Feliz Navidad, so you can sing that before you get shocked.
I can do that. Feliz Navidad. Do-do-dee-dee. Feliz Navidad. Do-do-dee-dee-dee-doo. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.